welcome our speaker for today, Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Oh, gee.
You better not do that yet. Because I can certainly tell Mercury's in retrograde. First of all, this week I lost my little pinky ring that belonged to my brother, the diamond in it. I had my glasses in the car. My glasses are nowhere. Every female that was here early has looked through every purse, every pocket in my... Thank God Mona gave me some glasses. And, you know, sometimes life just goes... And when you realize some of these things are going on, you know, you might as well just kind of go along with it and see what's going to happen. So, anyway, I wrote a few things over here while I was sitting there. But this week I was thinking about things. Well, I read something a few, and I think I passed it on Facebook a few, maybe a couple weeks ago, about we have rooms, body, spiritual, and I can't remember what the other one was. We'll get there. But anyway, and if you don't enter into those rooms, enter into meditation, begin to know your body, begin to feel your spirit at the same time, then if you don't visit those every day, then they've kind of go dormant and you don't know what those are. You soon forget. Well, I was thinking about my own life this morning, and I was thinking about body, mind, and spirit. Everything in balance. And, you know, most of you know that Stan and I took care of Doris, and it was really a tough couple of years because she had Alzheimer's. And before that, we were so healthy and ate right and blah, 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 blah. And then we began to get in that cycle of really being tired, just dog tired, and being depressed. And when you're dog tired and depressed, you don't eat right either, because you just grab something because the last thing you want to do is cook. So eventually you get all out of balance and your body's tired. Your mind doesn't work right because your body's tired because you haven't nourished those things. And then before long, it's hard to get inspiration spiritually. So a few weeks ago, I decided this is it. This is it, you know. When we talk about our body and when I talk about our mind, they all have to coordinate together. Because if you decide you're going to do something, get off of processed foods, do you know we have a higher mind, we have a lower mind. And that lower mind's going to go, oh, no, you don't want to do that. And, oh, no, something's in the cabinet. They're calling my name. They need me. And all those vitamins, they aren't going to make a difference. And that's a big thing of Stan. I'll just tell you a little story. When Sandy Davidson used to live with us, we would go together and get these huge vitamins at GMC, and we'd divide them. And we'd take them faithfully. And Stan would say, those vitamins are going straight through you. You might as well not do that. So when we had the septic cleaned, he calls us both out. Look, purple pills all down there. So sometimes we think we're getting better when maybe we're not. But I decided a few weeks ago that I was going to start drinking water again because our body needs water. But isn't it strange when you don't drink water, your body goes, oh, I don't want water. I don't want water. You know, when you're without it, I was dehydrated once, and the last thing I wanted was water. I mean, I was in the hospital, but you have to make yourself drink it. And then when you start taking the right kind of vitamins and nutrition and the right drink your water, it flushes out all those toxins. And what does it do? It helps with our mind, too. And it gives us energy to do the things that we want to do. Now, years back, I was really sick. But when I was not doing things right, energetically, I was about to the place where I was sick because I was too tired to do anything. It's amazing what the opportunities we have right here that for some reason we choose not to take care of. the easiest things that really are not very costly. And the next thing is spiritually. Spiritually, when your body's working right and your mind is working right, oh, gee, you can appreciate things look more beautiful. You have the energy to walk out and have that gratitude mind, and even in an inspirational way where you might be so overwhelmed that you start writing something. Now, most of you know I run from that. And I tell you what, it's really begun to come a little easy for me. It depends on what you want in life. It depends on what you want as you age. I have to look at Doris and I would say, Doris, you got to keep walking. You got to exercise. Let's go to physical therapy. Let's go. And then the shame of it is I found myself heading the same way. And we forget that we have control of our life and our body and everything. It doesn't matter what size we are. It matters, are you taking care of yourself? Are you walking? Are you enjoying life? Are you meeting friends? You know, the funny thing, I love friends. I think through tragedies of losing my family, every place I moved, every place I went, I created a family. So to me, everybody's a family. But in this chapel, aren't we the most beautiful spiritual family of understanding and loving one another? And then when we can do all that, then our mind gets sharper. And we realize, oh, I'm not forgetting words anymore because I'm supplementing everything I need. There's a song we're going to sing next. It's an old-timey one. We used to sing it in the beginning. It's Open My Eyes That I Might See. Open my ears. You know, we need in this time and age of all the changes to realize the only thing we can count on is change. And what we knew 100% was right several years back, it's a new age now. It's a new time. We have to open up that things are changing. If we can't change, then we're stuck in the past. And we're no longer vibrating with what's going on today. If you look at politics, really, you can see how things have totally changed. My goodness, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, you know, the first gay man to run for president. Isn't that wonderful? He's a jewel. He's a gem. I love him. And I saw where he and his husband had a get-together and a meal with President and Rosalind Carter, that's it. And I thought, what a wonderful day. What a wonderful day we're living in. People are awakening to the fact that we're all one. We just have different lifestyles, and that's okay. That doesn't mean that we don't have the same heart. It doesn't mean that we're not just as much a part of God. And some of us, maybe, we're not to that point yet. But it seems to me like the friends of my past that are so unhappy are the ones that are still stuck 50 years ago on what's right and wrong. They're stuck there. So when we have to open our hearts, open our mind, open to change, there's always something new coming. And you know what? With this higher rate of vibration, with what comes that's new, it's probably better. If it's older, it's not vibrating in this day and in this time. And then I remember in that song, it says, illumine me. Let's open up to the fact that it doesn't matter whether everybody's on your page or not. What it matters is, are you living a fulfilled life? Are you in balance, body, mind, spirit? Because it takes all three. And when we're on this planet, it's three dimensions. I know we've taken a couple classes by Dr. Turner, and he talks about other dimensions might have other numbers. Who knows? There might be a sixth dimension somewhere. But right now, on this earth plane, we're third dimension, body, mind, spirit. And in that, what do you see? What are you looking at? Is it positive? What does your mind say? Spiritually, what you see out there, it's like, oh, the light came on. Oh, we might see totally different when we're in balance. It's like instead of illuminating me because I'm illumined in this very moment, everything out there seems to have a luster. It seems to carry spring. And it seems to say, things are changing. When we're in the right mood, we can see what nature's doing, and we can become a part of that. And open my ears. What are you listening to? What are you listening to? Are you listening to someone gripe? Are you listening to someone that's telling you you're not good enough? Are you listening to the negative things? If so, it's going to draw you down a little bit. What are you believing about yourself? Listen to those things that are positive. Listen to those around you that are positive. And put a spiritual shield in front of you that those negative things will not penetrate, realizing we're more than the physical. We have control. And open up my heart. Open up my heart to realize I haven't always been the perfect one. Thank God I grew up in a way where I was, especially when my parents were there, if I did something wrong, I was held accountable. You know, that makes us strong. That makes it when we get into metaphysics and we understand what we put out, we get back. What we are attracting, we must be accountable for that. So, if something negative comes, I've lost my glasses and my thing, God bless it. You know? God bless it. Maybe I had that coming, maybe I didn't, but it shouldn't destroy my day. God bless the ring. It was wonderful. But I almost used it as a crutch because he was a medium. And I would come up here and I would hold on to that. Sometimes we have to get rid of those crutches and realize we and spirit and that beautiful God spark of us, that's all we need. But we have to be in balance to understand it. So as you walk into this wonderful, beautiful springtime, and you look around and you see those people out shopping, if you're going to, or wherever, we see people everywhere. And what if somebody's really grouchy out there? You know, the funny thing, I don't see too many people like that anymore. You know why? Because as we change, we see things and attract different kind of people. But if we do see someone like that, we have to understand. They're angry because they have issues. And those issues have nothing to do with anything out there. It is 100% of the issues that they have within themselves. You know, we can all be sitting in the same room, and perhaps somebody's talking about something. And, you know, three of the four are laughing, and it doesn't bother them. But say, just one person, it bothers. And they get mad, and they walk out. That is a demonstration of how, when we haven't settled something within ourselves, something maybe beyond our control, but we haven't done our forgiveness or we haven't settled that, there's a trigger there. And that allows us to know there's something within us that we need to work on. to remove that block. There's something within us that needs to be cleansed so that we can realize we're the God Spirit living in this human body at this time, not just by chance. And that when we want people to understand us, we have to be aware through our growth to understand them. Because if we can't understand them, we haven't really learned our lessons as we're growing. So let this be a wonderful time in this chaotic time, because it can be. Just because it's chaotic out there doesn't mean it needs to be chaotic within you or within me or within us. It's time for us to look forward to a change. It's time for us to look forward to the changes within us, so that as we go and grow, we are open-minded and look at what there is to learn. I decided one time I wanted to learn to play the organ. And my brother said, "Well, you know, I think you're too old now." He wanted me to do it a long time ago. We're never too old to do anything that we want to do. We might have to prepare ourselves for it. But, you know, when there's something you want to do, if you have a dream, there's a way for you to accomplish that. That's how we stay young at heart. That's how we get out of our houses and see what's going on in the world. That's how we spark that light within us that can plant seeds everywhere we go. And that's what, when we plant those seeds, who knows what blessing sometimes that seed will grow in someone. But as those seeds grow, I can tell you, through the law of vibration, when they do, somehow, someday, there will be a blessing come to you. That's how life is. As we give, so we receive in just phenomenal ways. God bless you.